Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Saturday the 3rd of January 2015. And I said 14 then. And we...
We'll go back in time.
And we are at Starbucks for the first time this year. So I thought I would do a boo because I can. Might as well make use of my Plus account before it runs out. Oh, in a month or two. And some kind person might renew it for me. just been to Marks and Spencer's. Got lots of nice goodies. But annoyingly, Marks and Spencer are going to move to a different location in Yarmouth. And will not be keeping any of their clothes. So they're not going to be in store. People will have to go online to get them. You can still order them to come into store, but it's frustrating because it's so nice to actually go in and physically look at stuff before you get them. So that's that. And I am drinking a vanilla rooibos tea. Darren's got... What is it? What have you got to drink? It's one of their Christmas drinks that they still have left. And Kaz is probably drinking the same thing.
No, caramel.
Oh, she's drinking caramel. What the hell is that noise?
It's a coffee machine.
No, I don't think... It's a toilet. That's actually the dryer in the toilet. What else have I got to say? Not a lot, really. So as you can hear, Starbucks is very quiet. What are you doing, Deza? Oh, he's on one, so I'm going to pause. Why are you watching a video? Aren't you going? That's going to kill your data.
No.
I can never get their Wi-Fi to work.
Actually, I'm not on it. It can't be the cloud, is it?
I think they have got the cloud, but they've got Starbucks Wi-Fi as well, but I can never get it to work. Okay, so I'm going to pause for a minute, and I'll come back when there's more to report. So we came home and Zara's chewing on a chew and I'm just about to feed her. Dan's made tea and we're just chilling out. We are probably going to go for a meal at I can't think what is it actually called?
What's that?
Place we're going to go
Columbia,
to.
Columbia Taverna, or AKA Tony Pony's.
Yeah, that's where we're probably going
to. I'll boo it tonight. Well,
and Darren's going to. Darren's going to boo it. Yes, and we will be very careful what we say on Audio Boo because people seem to take offence to what other people say on people's boos. But it's difficult because you can't really be responsible for what other people say on your boo. I do try very hard to make sure no one does, but at the same time, you know, they're not rehearsed. They're not, what do you call it? They are just boos because we want to do a boo.
Yeah, it's not Steve, it's just, you know.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's the moment. You know, you can't... It's very hard to say, right, now you mustn't say this and you mustn't say that because it's just not natural then. Ooh. And one of the main reasons I do audio boos is for my own benefit to recap. And if other people enjoy them, that's all well and good and that's great. And if anyone is offended by anyone's boo, just do yourselves a favour and don't listen to it.
Yeah, you see people as you get a bit more...
You know, no one's forced to listen to Abu, are they, really?
No.
And if people are offended, then, you know, you have to ask yourself, should they be watching TV? Should they go out of their front door? Because anything could be offensive. That's just, you know, a point of view. You know, I don't like swearing or derogatory comments on my booze, but that's just me because I'm not like that and I don't like them. But if someone did say it and I didn't know they said it, what am I supposed to do? Listen back to every part of my boo and decide whether I should upload it or not? I don't, you know, as I say, they're not... I'm not a professional recorder.
I wouldn't worry about it anyway.
No, I'm not. It's just... I just think it's something I thought I'd put out there, really.
I find people's ability to become offended about the slightest thing these days rather amusing. Because it's the age we live in.
But the thing is, you know, people can't protect people from the world, can they?
Well, people are actually taught these days to be offended and to complain rather than teaching common sense.
Mm.
You know, 10, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if someone started complaining about something, you just tell them where to go, and rightly so. Quite frankly, if you don't like it, don't listen. But then again, that's why there's an age limit on audio boo.
But more to the point, audio boo actually is not monitored by anybody and is not policed. I mean,
but it sort of is, but it isn't.
But it's not, because, for example, anybody and everybody can listen to this boo, whether they're following me or not. They could just stumble across my name and think, oh, let's see what she's got to say. I haven't got any control over who listens, and that's why, myself, I'm careful as to what I put on it. But then at the same time, I can't be responsible for what other people say who are around me. What am I going to do? I'm not a teacher. I'm not hanging around with children to say, now, you mustn't say this. So that's what I'm getting at, really. You know, it's all very well people getting offended, but what about the fact that I may not want other people to... I may like to choose who listens to my booze, but I can't.
Well, that's right. But,
so it's a two-way street.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to upload this boo. I wish you all a very nice evening, and thank you for taking the time to listen to my boo, if you can be bothered. And if not, that's fine too. Take care. Bye. 52 minutes. Pause recording.